care and hair care products, along with speakers and espresso machines. Meanwhile, analysts say retail chains like Macy's, Kohl's, and Target could see a dip in sales this holiday season with only 26 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
Do you want to learn and get answers to questions not addressed in the mass media? Then you want to hear my show, Business Game Changers, with me, Sarah Westall. I have conversations with thought leaders who have the courage to address off-limit topics so you and your family have the tools to make the right decisions. Join me Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on 1050 a.m. and 106.5 FM right here at KCAA, that station that leaves no listener behind.
Our sponsor, Applied Earthworks, serves the Inland Valley in Southern California for over 24 years, specializing in cultural resource management, an expert in archaeology, paleontology, architectural history, and historic preservation, making it possible to build for the future without sacrificing our cultural heritage. Learn more and see employment opportunities at AppliedEarthworks.com. Progress and preservation. Applied Earthworks supports our veterans.
It's that time of year again. No, not the holidays. Medicare open enrollment. And if you have questions about Medicare, you should talk to the local experts, Paul Barrich and Associates. Paul and his agents are certified with plans that are accepted by most of the medical groups in our area. Call 909-793-0385. That's 909-793-0385. Their services are free, and after 43 years in the business, their agents are trained to help you pick the plan that's right for you.
You've eaten lots of great food and not-so-great food at restaurants. Cowboy Burgers in Fontana, and now on Arlington and Riverside, will fast become one of your favorites. With their delicious, mouth-watering burgers and breakfast burritos, Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue also serves fantastic smoked barbecue baby back ribs, tri-tip, chicken, pulled pork sandwiches, as well as lunch and dinner plates. Everything is made from scratch, including their delicious side dishes like coleslaw, potato salad, barbecue beans, and much, much more. Check out their rich, decadent chocolate brownies.
Hi, I'm food critic Alan Borgen, and you can dine in, take food out, or have them cater your next special event. I highly recommend Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue at their new location at 5573 Arlington Avenue in Riverside. Just look them up on the internet. That's Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue. Happy eating!
And perfect for the holidays, Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue is also available for catering. That's Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue in Fontana and now in Riverside on Arlington.
The most diversified radio station on the dial, KCAA.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides?
In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome, everyone, to this beautiful evening. Thank you for joining me. Let's begin with the Holy Instant, and we pray. This Holy Instant we give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge, for I will follow you, certain that your direction will give us peace. For if I need a word to help, you will provide that to me. If I need a thought, this is what you will give me. And if what I need is stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge by my request, and you will hear and answer me because you speak for God, my Father, and His Holy Son. Thank you for being present, for joining us, Holy Spirit. And now I want to have everyone just spend a little quiet time with the Holy Spirit, and just we offer you this moment so that you could lead us and we can listen to your message today. Thank you for providing all the peace from heaven and allowing us to listen to our inner voice. Show us, Holy Spirit, how to listen to that voice. Help us quiet down. Help us spend some quiet moments just settling down and being grateful for this beautiful weekend that we were able to encounter with our family and friends. A lot of us had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope everyone out there also, that all the listeners also had a wonderful and beautiful Thanksgiving with their family and friends. I had a beautiful time. It's been really nice to be at home with the family, having these extended time and moments with my children and with my husband. It's been really, really pleasing and beautiful. This evening, I want to share with you what a Course of Miracles is. It is the path of correction of our mind. So it reads like this: this course is a beginning and not an end. What does that mean? It really means that we're going to go in retrospect. We're going to be moving backwards. We're going to be thinking in reverse. We usually think and then we act. But in all actuality, what happens is we've already chosen and we've already decided what effects we're going to live, and we end up living those. So the idea here is that this path is a beginning, not an end. Why does the course begin with this sentence? Because we're actually taking backward steps for the choices that we've made, and we're going to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, hand them over so he can make our mental correction, and then we can actually begin to live a new beginning, a new future, not the future that I or you plan accordingly, according to our daily or monthly, now that we're entering or ending this year for December, where today's December the 1st, and the holidays for Christmas are around the corner. Well, the beginning of the year is when everybody begins to say, okay, it's gonna, January's coming, and we're gonna start new goals, new mindsets. This coming year, I'll be losing weight, or this coming year, I'm gonna look forward to making these changes. And really, what we have to do is remove all the blocks that have us where we are that we do not like, be in losing weight or be in making choices that we've already chosen to do from our past, but that we're not liking the effects of today. So that is the purpose of this course and this path, to begin new, to start anew, start fresh. But how do we do that? Removing the blocks that we've put that we do not like. So let's take an example and kind of bring this to something easy that we can comprehend and understand. So a lot of times we'll say, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to start going to the gym or start eating better. And a lot of times we make those futuristic goals already knowing in our mind that we're not going to fulfill them. And our ego is always there ready to show us and bring to our mind that we can't, that we won't be able to fulfill those goals. A lot of times we end up feeling like failures, and he makes sure that we know and that we remind ourselves that you thought about doing this goal last year and you never fulfilled it, or you're never going to make it, or your friends or family start reminding you how many times you purchased a certain equipment and you never used it. And herein goes again, the ego always trying to put his foot in our path so that we don't fulfill the goals that we foresee we're going to do or we're going to plan out in our future. But I think that many times we plan this without the Holy Spirit, without the inner voice. And it's important that we take him into account, that we ask him, why don't we plan this coming year with his help, with his guidance, so that it really does transform our coming year. So it really does fulfill that sensation that we're going to be able to do it because we can count on someone else and not ourselves. Because a lot of times we tell ourselves we're going to do things and we already know in our mind that we're not. We just want to feel that we can or we feel that we're going to pursue it and that we're going to be able to do it. But in actuality, we end up feeling like failures and not fulfilling anything that we say that we're going to do. So this coming year, I invite you to invite your inner voice, the Holy Spirit, to help you plan this coming year of 2025 by his hand so that you can start fresh and start new, but more than anything, listening to that inner voice. And if for any reason you cannot hear your inner voice, please call in at 909-383-1000 so I can share a few pointers on how you can start listening. First of all, meditation. Meditation is a great source to be able to listen to your inner voice. Quieting down, spending maybe 10, 15 minutes of your day. I suggest in the beginning of the day, in the morning, because you want to start off, like they say, with the right foot. You always want to start off asking the Spirit, what am I going to do today? How am I going to go about my day without messing up and fulfilling these goals that I wish to accomplish? Requesting for the Holy Spirit to guide you and to show you where to go, what to do, and what to say. It's a practice, but eventually you will be able to listen to the voice. You will be able to hear this quiet voice that guides you and shows you how to accomplish things throughout your day. The epilogue in A Course in Miracles continues to read like this. It says, your friend goes with you. So the Holy Spirit, that inner voice, is your friend. And a friend would never let you mess up, make mistakes, or make you feel like a failure. He would never do such a thing. Now, on the other hand, our ego is always trying to make us feel like we're not enough. Like we're not enough, like we can't complete any task and do it right. But the Holy Spirit, on the other hand, says he's a friend. And he goes with us wherever we go. We are never alone. No one who calls on the Holy Spirit can call in vain. That just means he's going to respond every second of the way. Every time that you ask a question, he will answer you. Now, how do I put this into practice? A lot of times before I go to bed, if there's something bothering me or there's something that's not allowing me to be in peace, or I feel like there's an idea roaming in my mind that's just not letting me rest and feel that sensation that everything's okay, I ask the Holy Spirit. I tell the Holy Spirit, I tell him, bring to my mind, in what moment did I place guilt on anyone? In what moment throughout the day did I judge anyone? In what moment throughout the day did I accuse of anyone of something? And I kind of do that, like, I'm going to say like that clearing of conscience to say, hey, did I mess up today? Did I make any mistakes? Is there something that I need to see to regain my inner peace? Because a lot of times you know that you're not in peace, in complete peace. And when you start experiencing, I'm going to say, states of peace, you come to realize when you are in peace and when you're not. And that will come in due time after you start practicing. So I would ask the Holy Spirit, okay, show me in what moment and of the day did I do this or did I do that? And a lot of times the idea or the answer is not immediate. Sometimes it comes the following morning, or sometimes it comes throughout the night when I'm like half asleep but not really asleep. That's usually when he answers me. The ideas come in a way that they're not my own. Or it'll be a memory when I was a lot younger, or I was in a situation, you know, growing up in my teenage years. But he'll just bring that moment out of nowhere, and he'll show me where I put guilt or where I judge someone and how it correlates with today, with an experience that I live today. And when he brings those two, I'm able to see in all certainty and all clarity exactly what I need to get forgive, what idea was not the will of God, or was not according to the will of God. And it's in that moment that I say, oh, I see it now, and I start to release it and giving it to the hands of the Holy Spirit so that he and his divinity can dissolve it completely from my thought system and also bring me that peace and take that forever from my mind so that I don't live these effects that I'm not liking, and so that I can continue in that peace that I always want to be in every moment of the day. So that's how I practice it. And then he says, he will not withhold any answers that you need for anything that seems to trouble you. So all we have to do is do like an examine of conscience, is what my Catholic upbringing used to call it, or still calls it, an examine of conscience. So you kind of settle down and you speak to the Father or to the Holy Spirit in a state of meditation. You don't even have to pray or speak. You just close your eyes and you meditate, and you ask your Father, the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit to help you in anything that's troubling you, anything at all, anything at all. And he knows the way to solve all problems and to resolve them without doubt. What he means when he says without doubt is that there won't be any doubt in that is your answer. Because when you receive it, your mind and your heart both know that that is the answer from heaven to that issue or that problem that you're facing. His certainty becomes ours. So we know with certainty that the answer was given to us. And then he says, you need but not ask from him exactly what you want to know. So you just ask him and he answers. He's always answering me. Sometimes it might take a little bit for before I can receive that certainty or that answer, but he never fails me. And I've been asking him, I'm going to say I've been practicing this for over 4 years, and he's always answers. He'll never not answer. I'm going to continue reading and then sharing. And it says, we are certain of that we will be arriving home. That means returning home to our Father's house. As is the pathway of the sun laid down before it rises, after it has set, and in the half-lit hours in between. Indeed, your pathway is more certain still, for it cannot be possible to change the course of those whom God has called to him. If you in any way have a relationship with God, he will for certainty make sure that you get back home. And that's the beauty of this Course of Miracles, that there's this certainty starts settling in, and not only settling into your heart, into your mind, but it starts feeling like, oh, so I'm not going to wait till I leave this experience to know if I'm going to be accepted back home or not, to know if the door is going to be open or not. Kind of like in the cartoons when they show Peter at the gate and saying, hey, are you ready to come in or not? And we're always waiting to see if the gates are going to be open and if we're going to be accepted to return back home. In this course, you come to learn that you're already back home if you believe it and if you accept it. Throughout the entire Course of Miracles, Jesus reminds us, you have to desire it with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And that brings me to a scripture that I once read that repeats exactly the same thing. We have to desire to return. We have to want it so bad that we choose and take the responsibility of deciding to go back home. So if you're deciding to go back home, then you're going to arrive for sure. And that is the certainty that we're being told in this course, that for sure the gates are going to be open. You're not going to have to wait until you transcend, until you leave this experience, and then guess, are those doors going to be open or not? Because in that doubt, the ego wants us to believe that so bad so that we're never sure, so that we are never sure of us being in complete happiness, in complete peace, in complete love, because God is love. And if we're returning to love, therefore we must be love. And that is something that he does not want us to accept. So it is our responsibility to begin accepting that we are in whatever mess or whatever troubles we believe we are in, because we've put those blocks before our path. And all we have to do with the help of the Holy Spirit is remove those blocks one by one, asking the Holy Spirit, what is in my way? Why am I not feeling love? What is in my way? Why am I not in peace? Show me these memories. Show me when I chose to be troubled, to be suffering, and not be in peace. Therefore, obey your will and follow him whom you accepted as your voice. Here we're recognizing that we accepted the Holy Spirit to guide us back home. In some moment in time, we told God, you got to help us out. We can't go back on our own. And he gave us the Holy Spirit. That's why makes me laugh to think that some people say that they don't believe in God. And I always respond this way. I always respond, well, it doesn't really matter if you believe in him or not, because he believes in you. And that's really what matters. Because if he believes in you, and whether you like it or not, you're still going to have the Holy Spirit in your mind. Because he's in you always. He doesn't leave your side. That's exactly what it says here. Your friend goes with you, and you're never alone. Excuse me. It says, therefore, obey your will and follow him whom you accepted. In our conscience, sometimes we don't remember that we accepted the Holy Spirit. But we did. When God created us, and he created us only because in happiness, he knew that what he was creating was an extension of himself. And he did it out of joy. That is why our purpose to be here is to be happiness, to be in love, and to be in peace. He wants us to live as he lives, in complete happiness and in complete peace. Therefore, obey your will and follow him whom you accepted as your voice. Excuse me. To speak of what you really want and what really need. I like this part because the Holy Spirit is the only one who knows what we really need. A lot of times we think we know what we want. And I love this part because there is a lesson in this course that says you think. In other words, we're thinking that we think we need or we think we want. But if we are all and have all, then we cannot be lacking anything. And when we start to think that we're lacking something is when we're thinking that we're incomplete. It's then that we're thinking that we need something to make us happy, that we need something to bring peace to our lives. And that is the trick of the ego. He makes us think things that are not true, that are not who we are. And it is our responsibility to stay firm in the belief that the Holy Spirit's got us, that he's our guidance, that he's our friend, and that he's going to answer us. And that he's going to be with us in any question and any idea that enters our mind that is not from heaven. And I'm going to tell you that the forgiveness prayer or the atonement prayer that we share on Sunday evenings is the forgiveness prayer, but it's a constant reminder and it needs to happen consistently, I'm going to say. Because just on my way here to the show, I was thinking and surveying my mind. I survey it and I say, okay, is there anything? And I do it constant throughout the day. And he was showing me, okay, remember you said this? Remember you said that? And he'll bring me those little moments where I did things on my own without his guidance. And he brings me, you said this. And then I look at it and I said, oh, that might bring this effect. I better release it in his hands because he has the power to release those ideas from my mind so that I don't live those effects that I don't want to live. And I'm thinking in my mind, okay, I don't want to live this. I don't want to live that. And I'm going to give you an example. Yesterday with my husband, we were watching. He likes to watch, those funny videos. And we were sitting there and we were watching them. But every once in a while, he'll put videos from other countries where there's situations where there's a lot of robbery or like, I'm going to say like that show about the cops and the robbers, or there's all these other videos that we watch, and I'm sitting there watching them, but I'm usually just having a good time, not thinking anything. But before I go to bed, a lot of times the Holy Spirit will bring me, okay, what did you watch? Release that to me. And then I spend at least 5 to 10 minutes going, Holy Spirit, I put in your hands my wrong idea that I can get assaulted, that my brothers or sisters can assault me in any way. And I start releasing everything I saw, that somebody can hurt me, that somebody can be carrying a gun, that somebody can be, a weapon. And I just start cleaning my mind of all the images. I start with the images. And then the ideas that follow those images. And sometimes it takes me maybe five minutes max. And I clear my mind of all the things that I think or that I've put on those images. And that's what brings my mind back to a peaceful place. that it's impossible for anyone to hurt the Son of God, that it is impossible for me to hurt anybody, and that this is all an illusion is a relief to know that your spirit and that you are eternal is the most beautiful certainty that heaven can give us. The most beautiful certainty that that he's got our back and that nothing can harm us or hurt us in any way or moment. Now, many of you might be thinking, well, it's in your mind, but you know, I've gone through this experience or that experience. And those are the experiences that we want to release in the hands of the Holy Spirit, because we don't want to live these type of situations or moments. I'm going to go ahead and finalize with this prayer, and then we'll take a short break. And it says, therefore, obey your will and follow him whom you've accepted as your voice to speak of what you really want and really need. So after I've done this, I go ahead and speak what I do want to live. I want to be in peace, no matter what. No matter what I see, no matter what I hear, and I want to be happy. And I want to see witnesses of my happiness and of my peace. His is the voice for God and also yours. And thus he speaks of freedom and of truth. And let's take a small break, and I'll be right back.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work from home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Welcome, everyone. Well, we'll continue with this beautiful reflection of how the inner voice is so important and why we need to quiet down so we can begin to listen to his voice. So this year, I'm gonna read this because it's beautiful. It says, we will not end this year. The Course says this, so pay attention, everyone. It says, we will not end this year without the gift our Father promised to his Holy Son. We are forgiven now, and we are saved from all the wrath we thought belonged to God and found it was a dream. We are restored to sanity, in which we understand that anger is insane, attacking is mad, and vengeance a merely foolish fantasy. We have been saved from the wrath because we learned we were mistaken. We make mistakes often. I'm going to say I make so many mistakes. Because so I always go to the Holy Spirit and tell him, hey, I made a mistake. I was thinking things of this person I shouldn't be thinking of. So there's like a golden rule. The golden rule is never think about anyone what you wouldn't want them to think about you. It's kind of like, don't do unto others as you wouldn't want them to do unto you. Well, it's the same idea, but in the level of the mind. Don't think about others how you wouldn't want them to think about you. And in a surveying of your mind and your thoughts and your choices throughout the day continually is a great way to be able to maintain yourself in this state. It says nothing more than that is required. And it is a father, and is a father angry at his son because he failed to understand the truth? To understand the truth is to tell the father, you know what? I don't know. If my eyes cannot see because they were made out of clay, and my ears cannot hear because all I hear is foolish things, then you show me the way back home and you guide me. So there would be no reason why our father would be angry with us, or no reason why Peter wouldn't open the gates of heaven, because heaven is in our mind. Heaven is here now. Now that is for our mind to understand that when you're in a state of happiness, you are one with the Father. When you are in a state of love, you are one with the Father. And that when you are in peace, you are one with the Father. Anytime that you are not in these three states, it's because you've wandered off on your own, and then you begin to suffer the consequences. Because you think that you left your Father's side. And then there's the Holy Spirit to help you come back. Because it's just a mental state. It's a mental state, and he helps us, reminds us and shows us what is it that we were thinking and why we thought that, so we can come back to these states of happiness, peace, and love. So we come in honesty. There has to be so much honesty. To be honest means to really speak the truth no matter what, even if it doesn't sound pretty. But remember that it's in your mind and it's you and the Holy Spirit. A lot of times we don't want to face the truth of that I thought this horrible thing about someone, but you did think it. And if you did think it, you have to fess up to it. And you got to say, you know what, I messed up. I shouldn't be thinking like this, but I am. And there's that other little voice that's always telling us, oh my gosh, you cannot be in prayer after all that you've done. You cannot go to church after all that you've been thinking and doing. And it's his voice that we listen more to than the inner voice, that the Spirit's voice. And it's also a inner practice to be able to differentiate between the two voices. Because I'm going to say that the ego disguises himself so much into so many different voices. Because sometimes you think it's you thinking that that's the best way to go or that's the best thing to do. And it's really not. It's really the ego giving you advice, saying you don't need the Holy Spirit. You can do this on your own. You choose. You know what's best for you. But if all your life you've been listening to yourself and you don't like the outcome, why do you keep listening to yourself? Why do you keep listening to that voice in your head that thinks that you know what's best for you? You don't know what's best for you, just as I don't know what's best for me. The only one that knows us more than we know ourselves is the Holy Spirit. And he is the only one that can tell us and show us exactly what is the best thing for us. So that's what I invite the audience to begin listening to, that inner voice, and saying, Holy Spirit, guide me. I don't want to keep guiding myself, because then I won't fulfill my goals at the end of the year. Then I won't be able to lose weight. Then I won't be able to make these changes in my character and my personality. And the Holy Spirit says, you don't have to change anything. Nothing at all. Just allow me. I like the way the Course puts it. It's so sweet. It's so, so sweet. Because he says, permit me, allow me to guide you. Like he's asking permission. I think that is so beautiful. He says, let me guide you. When he says, let me guide you in the Course of Miracles, it's like he won't do anything unless we allow him to enter in our life and guide us. And that's the beauty of this. Nothing is forced, not even to change or transform. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is hand him over your thoughts. Hand him over the ideas you don't like. Hand him over the things that you think people are doing to you. Because a lot of times the ego makes us think that everyone that's on the outside are the guilty ones. Everyone that's on the outside are the ones that causes this pain. And he convinces us to be the victim of our tragedies. And he made me and they did this to me. And it's never outside. Remember, this is Inner Peace Radio. Means you need to go inside of you with the hand of the Holy Spirit. I'm never going to tell you to go inside by yourself. Never, never, never. Anytime you go to meditate, you go with the hand of the Holy Spirit. And you tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, let's spend some time together. Let's look at my ideas. Let's look at my thoughts. And you order them. You order them in the in divine order that they need to be. And you show me how I can fulfill these goals because you know me more than I know myself. So we do need to, I'm going to say the one prerequisite is you have to be honest. You have to be honest. You have to choose and you have to be responsible. Responsible meaning be consistent because this path takes consistency in order to be able to see the transformation, in order to be able to see the miracles, in order to be able to see the changes in your everyday life. And it's a practice that brings joy and brings happiness because maybe in the beginning it doesn't feel that way, but it's like a purification of the mind. Because if the Holy Spirit's going to start living there and you're going to replace the Holy Spirit with the ego or have the ego start getting weak, he loses his strength when the Holy Spirit kicks in or moves in, I'm going to say, into your mindset. He loses his strength and then you no longer are listening to that voice that has caused you so much pain or that points the finger at you and says, hey, you did this, but you did that. Because he does like a framing. He frames you like in the movies, you know. He tells you, do this, and then you think it's the right thing to do. And then he says, ha, you didn't do it, or you weren't able to do it. And then he laughs in your face, like that little devil, right, in the cartoons. He laughs in your face because you messed up. And that's the ego does that to us. So that's why it's so important that we hold on to the Holy Spirit and let his voice guide us because we don't know what's better for us, right? So I'll continue and it reads like this. It says, we come in honesty to God and say, we did not understand. We made a mistake, Father. We did not understand. We thought we were guiding ourselves to heaven and all we did was guide ourselves to hell. In our mind, and we need your help. And we ask him to help us. We say, help us to learn these lessons through the voice that you left us, the Holy Spirit, and through the voice of the teachers that are now teaching the path back home. They're teaching the truth that are teaching to recognize yourself as a child of God and start living that way. Now, do we know how to live that way? No, we do not. That is the reason we need the Holy Spirit to show us how to live as a children of God. And in order to live as children of God, we have to accept our truth identity. And what is our true identity? Our true identity is to live in truth, to live in peace, to live in love, and to live in happiness. What the Holy Spirit invites us continually is to say, let me, and you let go. It's like that one saying that we hear a lot of Christians repeating, let go and let God. It's definitely true. Let go, but I'm going to say let go and have the Holy Spirit handle it for you, where you don't have to do a thing. You don't have to. He tells you, get out of my way, because a lot of times we're in his way. And for many years, I thought I was doing it correctly. Until then, I came across this course and I said, I'm not doing anything right. So I asked the Holy Spirit to show me the path, and he's definitely taking me into different ways of thinking. And it's not like your outside life may change. Others, family, friends might not notice anything different, but they will notice that you speak differently, and they will notice that you shine more, and they will notice that nothing bothers you, that you're maintaining an inner peace, a state of peace, that back when things would bother you, back when things would hurt you, or back then, you know, you'd be defending yourself or answering back. And those little changes, they will begin to notice. They will begin to notice because you will no longer be doing it things on your own. You will be doing it with the hand of that friend that accompanies you wherever you go and wherever you are. And that's the beauty of being in peace and living as children of God. It says, he is the only way to find the peace that God has given us. So the Holy Spirit is the only way. There's no one, I'm going to say, walking the earth that can besides the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left, in scriptures, the story reads that Jesus left and he said, and I'm going to the Father, and I leave you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the link, the broken link, I'm going to say, but he is the link that connects us to the only true relationship, the only relationship that you really have in this experience is that of the Father's. If you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, restore the only relationship in the entire experience with God, when you restore that relationship, you restore every relationship. So he is the only relationship that really exists, because if he is in all of my brothers and sisters, as the Holy Spirit that lives in each of my brothers and sisters, because everyone is a spirit and an extension of God, then when I restore my one relationship, the only one that really matters, which is that of the Father's, with the help of the Holy Spirit, because he is the link, the inner voice between the Father and me and myself, the child of God, when that relationship is restored, every other relationship gets restored. That is what we call the holy relationship. Because your holiness, which once we didn't believe that we were holy, but now that we walk with the Holy Spirit, he shows us how holy your brother and sisters are. And he says, that is who you are as well. When we see their innocence, we see our innocence. When we stop defending ourselves, then we stop attacking others. When we stop victimizing ourselves, then we're able to see that there was no one out there trying to hurt me, that it was just the ideas in my head that I was believing, that I was thinking, but that were wrong, and that were directed, I'm going to say, by the left brain or the left side, which is the ego. So allow yourself to be corrected by the voice of the Spirit that lies in you, your inner voice, and allow him to help you get back home. We seek to go beyond these ideas because the Holy Spirit is the only one who can show us the truth behind every idea and can show us the love, the innocence of everyone and everything that we come across, or any situation, or any supposedly the problem that we're targeting. He'll show us, he'll allow us to see it in his perspective. In our perspective, all we're going to do is complain, get upset, cry, get mad, and try to figure it out ourselves. And for so long, I lived this way. And Jesus would tell me, get out of my way, because you pray, but you don't let me do anything, because you're always in my way. You pray, and then you do, and then you don't let me work, not, you know, to handle this situation for you. And he said it to me so many times that I didn't know how to do it. But this course of miracles, or this path of mental correction, shows you how to get out of the way. And when he says in the course, Jesus says, literally, get out of my way, means don't do nothing. Don't do anything. Don't plan a strategy. Don't call anyone. Don't talk to anyone. Don't share whatever you're feeling or doing or thinking to anyone. That if it's not the will of God and you're not thinking like God, then don't share it to anyone. It doesn't do anybody any help to think the ideas that aren't from the Father. The only thing you can expand and the only thing that you can give to others is the truth, because that does expand collectively to the collective mind, to the conscience of the child of God, to humanity, if we want to say, or the filiation, like the course reads. When it's the good, the holy, and the beautiful, it expands. When it's anything other than that, it goes nowhere, but it just causes us to be in confusion, and it causes us to be in turmoil, or it brings others to worry, or it brings others to believe that suffering is possible, that sickness is possible, that having this sad life that we call life anyway in this world is possible, and that we're never going to be able to experience the beauty of being in peace, love, and happiness. And I can say that that is a lie, because I experience it today. And I experience it in portions. I don't experience it, I'm going to say, continually sometimes, but it has occurred. And I'm thinking to my mind, I'm telling myself, if this is working, why am I going to stop? Why am I going to stop talking to my inner voice? Why am I going to stop asking him questions, since he has all the true answers, since he is an extension of God and knows me more than I know myself? It says here, he is the only way to find the peace that God has given us. So he's telling me just off the bat that I already have it. I just can't see it because of all the blocks, mental blocks I've put in front of that peace. And it is only with the help of the atonement prayer, with the help of the Holy Spirit, that I can remove these blocks and then be able to experience maybe a little portion of that peace. And as I release these ideas and these thoughts, that peace starts to grow. It starts to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger, till eventually to experience this state of peace. And I've experienced it. So I know it works and I know it's true. But the real practice is getting out of the way. Because I thought that one point I was so stubborn that I wouldn't get out of the way. And Jesus told me, just get out of my way. Don't plan anything. And that is when you start to see miracles. Because he continues to do miracles continually. Jesus hasn't stopped performing miracles because we can't see him. Jesus hasn't stopped performing miracles because he's ascended into heaven, like it says in scripture, to the right hand of the Father. He hasn't stopped performing miracles. So it is in faith that we say, I offer a miracle in the name of Jesus, because he's still performing miracles. And he's alive now, here, with us today. And he's part of us, being that he is a child of God and we are all the Christ through him and his atonement that he did for us. He is also a beautiful figure in our older brother, I'm going to say. He showed us the way. So allow yourself call on to the name of Jesus and ask him for miracles. But don't tell him what miracle you want. Don't tell him where to place it. And don't tell him what you want it to look like. Let him perform it. Because only he can see more than the eyes can meet. Only he can see further out. And he knows exactly where it needs to go. And it's usually not where we want it. Because we have limited eyesight. And we have limited understanding of eternity. But we can see in the eternal. And we can with the eyes of the Holy Spirit. So allow yourself to see through his perspective and not ours. It is in his way that everyone must travel in the end, because it is in this ending God himself appointed. God says everyone's going to come to this understanding sooner or later. Everyone will be guided and be allowed to be guided. And yet in truth, it is already here. It says, in the dream of time, it seems to be far off. And yet in truth, it is already here, already serving us as gracious guidance in the way to go. Let us together follow in the way that truth points out to us, and let us be the leaders of our many brothers who are seeking for the way but find it not. And to this purpose, let us dedicate our minds, directing all our thoughts to serve the function of salvation. And that is all for this evening. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you next Sunday. Same time in Inner Peace Radio. Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
We supply the words. You paint the picture. KCAA.
If you like to safely leverage bank money to earn double-digit returns, income tax-free, with guarantees, and no downside market risk, how can you do this? This is Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. One, you fund a high cash value policy one time to earn dividends and interest. Two, establish a bank line of credit using the cash in your policy as collateral. When you earn more in dividends from your policy than the interest the bank charges, you keep the difference. And the difference is averaged 2 to 5% annually in your favor for the past 40 plus years. Three, the bank funds contributions years 2 to 20 plus. Each year the bank adds funds, your rate of return increases. Your average rate of return can grow to strong double digits annually within a few years. Contact me at yourpersonalbank.com, yourpersonalbank.com, or 866-268-4422, 866-268-4422 for more info, or tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show.
Your Personal Bank Show airs Tuesdays at 4 p.m. right here on KCAA 1050 AM and 106.5 FM, the station that leaves no listeners behind.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on Real Radio plus the Internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type KCAARadio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
Celestina, KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland.